Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Stein Hendricks, Chief Marketing Officer and General Manager for North America for Mighty Call, mightycall.com, and which is a very fast-growing cloud-based contact center organization, customer experience technology company, and what they're doing, folks, is aggregating the different ways that customers contact. You got a Facebook page, you're on Twitter, you're on Pinterest, you text people, you email people, all the different, you call them, they call you, all the different ways you can connect with people. This call center doesn't just take calls, does it, Stein?
Well, we talk the way the world talks today, and more importantly, we ensure that you answer the phone when all those customers call to give you their money or to give you their feedback, even more valuable.
See, I don't understand. What I don't understand, Stein, is a small business that their default response to a customer is a machine that automatically goes to voicemail.
That makes them do work.
That's exactly. I don't understand that, because like you said, and as we've talked about on the show for years now, with my audience, when a customer makes contact with you, as you said earlier, it's more likely that they're very near to making a purchase decision, or they've already done that and they've got a problem. And those are critical moments, aren't they?
It's the moment of relevance, as you always talk about it, Jim. And you gotta be there. This is the opportunity to grow your business. And we have a lot of customers who are in what I would call the semi-emergency response business, locksmiths, plumbers, etc.
Right.
And when you miss that call, the customer's going to go to the next one on the list.
They move on. So how does somebody do business with you? Walk us through that process.
Very easy. You go to mightycall.com. MightyCall.com, one word. And I actually set up a discount code for your listeners, Jim, so when they sign up.
Thank you.
It's initially a free account, but if you would turn it into a paid account and you type in SBA as the code, for the Small Business Advocate, SBA, then you get a month for free of the paid plan.
Thank
with
you.
The phone number, et cetera.
How about that, folks? See, we're always working hard for your money here. So type in SBA when you get there, and Stein's going to give you a free month. So, okay, you go and they sign up. Then what do they do? How do you put everything together?
We put a lot of things in place by default. So you have to pick a phone number, and after that the system is up and running. But then you can make it as sophisticated as you want. You can set up very complex routing rules to combine, for example, multiple phones you have personally, multiple people in your team. But the first thing is just adding the email addresses of your team, and they will be send an email, and they're in the system. You don't need to do anything else.
Huh.
And then everybody is participating. You don't have to, download the app on your phone, so you can actually manage the system on your phone, the queue,
right,
see everything that comes in, what your team is handling, how many calls are outstanding. You can actually see the performance of your team and listening to your
So you can be on vacation, laying on the beach, and pick up your phone and see who's working.
Absolutely, if that phone picked up. And if they don't pick it up, you can pick it up yourself.
Ah.
Yep.
So, all right, so how do we integrate social media?
So after you do all this, you can, as you choose, also set up your Twitter handle, set up your Facebook page. It's really just as easy as connecting by logging into those services, and they get integrated in the system automatically. Of course, you want to do this with your Twitter handle that you use for your business, etc. But it's very easy to make those other channels work for you if you want to. And after that, you're off to the races. And then if you know, all the voicemails, etc. are set up automatically with very professional recordings, but you can customize everything. You can have professional companies do the recordings for you. You can have very complex routing rules based on who calls and when they call and on what channel they call you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to do any of that. It works.
Whenever they call in and it goes through your system, does your system say, Hello, this is Small Business Network. Who would you like to talk to or whatever? Is that what it does? Or?
Yeah, yes, and it can do a dial my name. It can do IVR, so press 1 for this, press 2 for that.
Right.
Or it can just forward your every call to someone who can.
You could just go straight to somebody. You go to the, will it roll over? If I'm busy, will it go to the next person?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can do it based on time.
See, that's what I'd want. If it were my business, somebody called in, rather than get a recording, I'd want it to roll over to whoever was there, whoever could answer the phone.
Yeah, you can do that. Yep.
Pretty darn good.
I'm thinking of adding a service, Jim, where we say we guarantee that your phone gets picked up.
What is the monthly charge typically?
You start with only $10 a month for 3 users, 300 incoming minutes, and it can go up to unlimited spend.
Wow. And the first month's free if you type in SBA. Hey, Stein, folks, go to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.